Mahmoud Khalil, a recent graduate of Columbia University, was arrested over the weekend by immigration officers. Khalil was one of the pro-Palestinian student leaders active in last year's protests against the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. NPR Homeland Security and immigration reporter Jimena Bustillo is here to tell us more. Hi there.
Hey.
Hey, so start with the why. Do we know why, like on what basis Khalil was detained?
President Trump directed the government to use all of its tools to punish those who have engaged in, quote, anti-Semitic harassment and violence. The executive action cites the federal law that authorizes deporting a foreign national who, quote, endorses or espouses terrorist activity. Homeland Security spokeswoman Tricia McLaughlin said that Khalil had been arrested in support of this action and that Khalil had, quote, led activities aligned to Hamas, a designated terrorist organization. In a post to social media earlier today, Trump said that this was the first of many arrests to come.
Now, I want to ask about his immigration status, because I get how this might work for someone on a student visa, a temporary visa, but Khalil was not. So how can he be targeted?
Right. Khalil was of Palestinian descent and has a green card. Green cards are also known as lawful permanent residency, and they allow people to live, work, and travel as a U.S. citizen would. They are considered just a step below citizenship.
Right.
Khalil's lawyer said that ICE officers told him that his green card was revoked, but that's not quite how it works. Lawful permanent resident status can be revoked for committing crimes such as aggravated felonies, possession of drugs, fraud, or other crimes. But Kelly Stump, president of the American Immigration Lawyers Association, said that that is now up to a judge for decision.
The government bears the burden of proving the reason that this person is deportable from the United States. And then just depending on what ground we're looking at, that's how where the fight ensues.
This process takes time. It can be years before someone gets a court hearing, and there's multi-million case backlog in immigration courts.
Million of case backlog. Okay, so that is a lot. Do we know where he is now? What might happen to him in the meantime?
We know that over the weekend, Khalil was transferred to an ICE detention facility in Louisiana. His lawyers had told NPR that they're going to fight for his rights in court. Morgan Bailey, who's a former U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services official, said that it's possible that Khalil is released when his case moves through the courts, but also acknowledges that this administration has a different strategy. She warns not everyone arrested under these terms will have legal representation.
There may be some pressure on individuals who are in the situation to voluntarily give up their permanent residency rather than going through this kind of more convoluted and more difficult process.
Bailey warns that some people who may not understand the system may just lose their status.
And just briefly, walk us through how this fits into President Trump's wider efforts to increase deportations.
One pillar of the administration's plan has been to revoke the legal status of people already in the country. And we've already seen this through the rescission of certain protected statuses and cancellation of programs. That's threatening to leave without status hundreds of thousands of people who came to the U.S. via legal programs. But increasing the number of people who are deportable does not actually mean more deportations. The legal fight can take years, and it's a logistical lift, an expensive endeavor to gather people and send them out on a plane. Uh-huh. Both Immigration and Customs Enforcement and immigration courts have long been underfunded and under-resourced. Still, lawyers and those on Columbia's campus worry about a chilling effect that this might have on many things, from free speech to engaging with law enforcement and seeking benefits.
That is NPR's Jimena Bustillo. Thank you.
Thank you.